Hey folks, today we talked to a marketing leader who saw big results by just changing how their product was messaged. Welcome to Churn Bites. I'm Dan Wilson with Churn Assassin, and today we talk with Laura Lewis, who's going to help us understand how communication can actually be an arm of retention. How you doing, Laura? Give us a bit of an intro, please.
Hey Dan, glad to be here. I'm a marketer. My marketing background is a mix of demand generation and marketing operations. I've worked for a bunch of companies from Series A to a $1 billion public company in a bunch of different industries, real estate to sales and MarTech. My expertise through all of that is really being able to identify the right go-to-market strategy for a company, whether that's an ABM motion or a product-led growth motion, and then putting in place the systems, the processes to make that motion a reality. Most recently, I led marketing for Adigy, which is a PE-backed B2B SaaS startup. We sold IT device management solutions.
Nice. You know we love our B2B SaaS here at Churn Assassin. So you're here to talk about how communication can affect retention. Go ahead and set the stage and context for us, please.
Yeah, absolutely. As I mentioned before, I've worked across a lot of different companies by stage and industry. There's one thing on every single startup that I found, and it's they're not communicating in the best way for their buyer and their customer. So what do I mean by that? For example, one organization, when a new product got launched, the team would write a blog post, they'd send an email to customers, and they'd include contact information. Great. So the customer could buy now. Customer would get on the phone with sales. They'd hear about how much that new feature would cost them. Another organization, there were so many small feature releases happening all the time, and they were communicated to customers in a very technical way. There were webinars that they would talk incredibly technically and very high level at the same time about the industry. So there was just no customer value that was really happening there. And then in yet another, retention was really low, or net retention was around 70%. So there was a massive need to showcase the value of the product to customers to make them stick. All of those examples to say, it's important to put yourself in the shoes of your customer. We live and breathe our product and our company every single day, but our customer does not. They're inundated just like you are in your life with ads, work things, family drama. When you're talking to customers, you have to get really crisp and clean on what is going to add value for them and is also going to lead to the outcome you want as a company, whether that's retention or maybe expansion.
Oof. It sounds like you had a bit of a journey there. So what happened next?
We really had to look at it and step back and think about the end goal of what we wanted. Think about what could we offer the customer that will help them get to that end goal. And you also have to get creative. So if you want expansion, you can't inundate customers with buy now, buy now. They're gonna think you're money grubbers. They're gonna lose trust in the brand. I actually was in a situation like that. So you have to show value indirectly. And I mean, that's what marketers do, right? That's where we can help. So when I say indirectly though, it's people are smart. You can't be too on the nose or they're going to feel talked down to or like you're selling to them. No one wants to be sold to, right? You want a trusted advisor who's going to help you make the right decision for you and give you the information that you're looking for. So it's about communicating as this trusted advisor, talking about problems, situations, how to solve them. And oh, by the way, your product can do that too. So at one of the organizations I mentioned, we completely revamped our customer webinar series. They've been talking about niche industry topics. Our customers didn't really care about that though. They had a ton of stuff on their plate. Our product was a small piece of that. So they didn't want to hear about all of these crazy high-level things going on in our space. They just wanted to know that we could solve what they needed us to solve. So I led an initiative to revamp those customer webinars. Instead of talking about industry topics, we talked about the things our product could help with. Customers were using the product. They wanted to know how it works. They wanted to make sure they were getting the right value out of it. So we gave demos of product functionality, we teased our roadmap, we talked about problems and solutions, We went from less than 350 on the first webinar to over 800 in just a couple of months, changing this talk track, focusing on what customers actually wanted to hear that would give them value. And that also let us talk about the specific product features focused on expansion in areas where we wanted more usage or more dollars. And just by educating customers on one particular expansion product feature, we doubled our monthly growth to more money. Customers found value, and we didn't have to shove it in their face either.
Wow, that's impressive. So it seems simple. Speaking to customers in the way they want to hear it actually makes some sense. Although I'm guessing there was some internal learnings, maybe with other teams who maybe didn't know how to do this. Is there any advice you might want to share to someone else in the audience that finds himself in a similar spot?
Yeah, think like your customer. And this is so much easier said than done. We're all so in our world with our product, what we're doing on a day-to-day, the things we're researching. But really take a step back and encourage everyone around you at the company to do the same thing. You have to provide true, honest value that's going to resonate. And I think sometimes people get afraid. If we don't say, buy today, no one's going to buy. Or if we don't say, our product does this, no one is going to know. But people are really smart. You're smart. I'm smart. Everybody listening to this is smart. So I find take an indirect approach, show the value, show the solution. You don't have to throw it in people's faces. They'll find the value. They'll get more out of your product and what you're doing. And then if they're finding value, hopefully they stay with you for a really long time.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So it reminds me of every person on YouTube who tells me to click the like button, hit the subscribe button, and smash the fire emojis like I've never ever used YouTube before. So let me summarize. You and various businesses noticed that the way you spoke to customers didn't resonate, and if you changed it more to customer-oriented language, they would understand the value of your features and stay with you longer. Is that right?
Yep, absolutely. As another one of the organizations I mentioned too, we were able to do the same thing with just a solid customer webinar program. And in that situation, we were able to tie webinar attendance to retention. People who engaged, people who saw value, people who learned how to use the product were more likely to stay with us.
Well, that's fantastic. Thanks for taking the time to share this with us. As you said, the right messaging leads to better retention. So put yourself in the minds of your customer. How do they experience their problem? How do they articulate their problem? And what do they expect to find when they're looking for a solution? That's it for this episode of Churn Bites. Dan Wilson, we'll see you next time.
Thanks so much, Dan.